Children of God, do you know that grateful exclamation? Have you joined in, perhaps quietly in your heart? Behold what manner of love the Lord hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God and then to experience the enmity. Yes. Do you also know something of that blessed expectation? Now the sons of God, here in the strife it does not appear what we shall be, the contrary. But he shall come, and then we shall be like him, and we shall see him as he is. And meanwhile, because it is not yet fulfilled what his expectation hopes for, meanwhile the pilgrim journey, meanwhile the strife, meanwhile still the sins and all the shortcomings in my own heart. But what? What is now kindled deep in your soul when the love of God is shed abroad? Then I desire to do what the Lord wants me to do. Then I want to be holy, for he is holy. Then I want to walk in the pathway that he has appointed for us. And read then now verse 3. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. There you have now that loving exhortation. Their joined points with kindness to the holy calling of God's children here below. Yes. And does that now mean that I can become holy myself and thereby I become worthy to enter into heaven? Does that now mean that I can make myself holy and then I become righteous? That is heresy. That is the doctrine of Pelagius. That is the doctrine also of all those that teach free will. Nor is this purifying this, that we say our salvation is so secure, I can live freely and I can sin freely, because where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. Oh, that is also an abominable heresy. What does it now mean? Let us read. And every man hath this hope in him, purifieth himself even as he is pure. And now he does not speak about we, but he speaks about every man, that is he. Why does the Lord now do that? Why is John now inspired to write it in this way? Ah, that is because he speaks about the living church in verse 1 and in verse 2. But now he applies it unto everyone. And he comes to speak personally to every one of God's children how their life ought to be. It must be holy, for God is holy. And then the question comes, every man hath this hope in him, purifieth himself. Do you have that hope in Christ? That is now the portion of God's children. Peter says, then we are born again unto a living hope. And the apostle says, Christ, which is our hope. And that is the hope which shall never be put to shame. Oh, what is now that hope? That is the hope that he shall bring us into glory. Then we hope the things that we have believed. And that expectation for that glory, that second thought, shall surely come to pass. Oh, and then that him in whom we have that hope, children of God, that him shall also make us holy. Because what can we do of it? We can only ruin it, only make ourselves more black, more spoiled, more vile, and more polluted. But now when the Lord comes, oh, then we read, that he is given by the Father unto wisdom and unto righteousness and unto sanctification, and then follows that full redemption. So what does the Savior now do? What has he now merited for that people? That sanctifying grace. And then he gives that grace in the beginning unto his people, yes. But sanctification, catechism students, you have learned it. Sanctification here on earth is not finished. That only is finished at the moment that God's children breathe their last. So what does the apostle now exhort to God's children? That they must be sanctified. That they must be made holy. That they have to be prepared for that holy place. Oh, then it is for God's glory to live holy. But it is also that God's people shall be holy. And then that hope in Christ shall not be ashamed. Then there is a desire to follow Christ and to follow after him. Yes. We read it. He purifieth himself. And what does that purifying now involve? Think of a cup that is placed by the goldsmith in the fire. And in that cup there is gold or there is silver, but it is not pure. It must be purified. And oh, that goldsmith, that silversmith places that cup in the fire. And you should read it in Malachi, that refiner sits. He's not standing, he sits. He waits, he waits, he waits. Because that cup all around it is heated. And then that silver has to melt, or that gold. And then the dross and the impurities must be taken off. That is now necessary for those children with that love of the Father in their heart. With that blessed expectation for the glories in heaven. And yet in this way here below the Lord prepares his people. That they shall be meet in heaven. And there for the afflictions. And there for the troubles. And there for all these difficulties. But oh, then that refiner sits and he looks into that cup. And you know when? When he then is finished. Oh, when he beholds in that silver or this gold his image. And with all the impurities, God does not see that image clearly, so to speak. But then the refiner says, now it is enough. And then that refiner brings him up into glory. Him that purifieth himself. Is that not a remarkable thing? For what does that now mean? That all the stains and all the spots have to be taken out. And it does not say that this man that has received that hope in Christ has purified himself as if he is finished. No. That is something that continues unto the end of the life of that people. Oh, what is now necessary for that person? In John 10 you read about the vine and about the branches, yes. And that branch has to be in that vine and draw the strength from that vine. And the branch must be pruned and then it bears fruit. Now that is the same. Because then that fruit bearing is by being pruned. And yet the strength comes from Christ. And then there is much fruit in the life. And now the more that soul is purified in that cup, the more that the image of the Father begins to shine, and the more the fruits of holiness become evident. Oh, every man that hath his hope in him purifieth himself even as he is pure. That is now a spur for God's children. That is to stir them up unto greater holiness. Oh, then they desire to agree and walk In that way, what Paul says in Hebrews, without holiness no man shall see the Lord. Then I desire to walk in him in holiness and humbleness, with love in the heart given, and with that patience that is exercised, that faith. Oh, and that is also by the sovereign good pleasure of God alone. That is now that purifying. That is now that loving exhortation for that holy calling is worked out in the life of this people by God's grace alone. And now the question this morning, are you now a child of God or not? It is one of the two. There is nothing in between. No. Are you now a child of God or not? Oh, if that is not the case, then you can still become a child of God. Because the world still stands. And the last one is not yet brought in. And then the Lord shall yet convert until the end of the ages. We said it at the beginning, the grace thou showest to thy saints, that grace revealed to me. Seek the inner chamber, people. Bow your knees and say, Lord, convert me. As thou dost convert all thy people, because they are blessed. And then you would go out of church as a miserable missing soul. But what a blessed soul. That shall be learned later on, yes. And why a blessed soul? Because the needy shall not always be forgotten, nor shall the expectation of the poor perish forever. They shall experience what the Lord has given unto them, and that is that love of the Father, giving them that new birth, that they receive that life from on high. Oh, and then you can see these little children sometimes, and they defile themselves, yes. These little children with hunger in their heart, and they need care and they need love, and the Lord provided at his time. Because not even a hoof shall be left behind in that wilderness here below. The Lord shall bring them all into that land of Canaan, into that land that is above. Oh, and when that love of the Father is known as a wonder, acknowledged as a wonder, then it shall be experienced that there are glories which abide, that are waiting for the church of God. The apostle says, eye has not seen, nor ear has heard what thou hast laid up for thy people. How great is that good that thou hast laid away for those that fear the Lord. And therefore take comfort, sons and daughters of God. For it is God's work, and then it is also God that brings it to perfection. Here on earth the strife, here on earth that purifying, here on earth the enemies, it is true, but in the heart, the small beginning, but that shall never, never be quenched, that love of God the Father. And then it shall become evident through the blood of that everlasting covenant that there is a people that shall be brought home. Oh, and therefore keep courage. Keep courage, because ere long it shall become true. Ere long it shall become true that the glories which abide you then shall satisfy. For then in righteousness at last, the glorious face of him you shall see, and then all that weary night, and it is a weary night here below, but then it is past. And then the church shall say, and then I awake with thee. Amen.